Infestations of head lice are a regular problem in schools. Each year, some students miss class because of it. Powerful shampoos and fine-tooth combs are commonly used to kill or remove the pest, but not all parents want to expose their children to chemicals, and state school officials say some parents may use lice remedies improperly. Linda Calder-Olson is a state nurse consultant with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction.
What happens, I think, is that people sometimes overuse them, you know, like a little bit is good, so a lot must be better.
Another treatment is to remove the lice eggs or nits with a special comb. That takes time and patience, something Calder-Olson's parents may not have. No current method is 100% effective. Now a University of Utah biologist has devised what he calls the Louse Buster. It's akin to a high-powered hairdryer and kills lice by dehydrating them with hot air. In studies, the Louse Buster killed all lice eggs and was 80% effective against lice which had hatched. The inventor is applying for patents and envisions the device could be used in schools and medical settings. The estimated cost would be around $1,000. Calder-Olson does not see public schools getting the device once it hits the market.
But not just from a price standpoint, it's also that I don't think that schools should be in the business of treating it. I think schools can be in the business of helping to identify it.
Wisconsin education officials don't know how many cases of lice occur each year. Schools are encouraged to keep track, but it's not a reportable disease required by the state. The study in pediatrics has said lice is on the rise because lice are evolving and getting resistant to current treatments. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.